In 2007, 3CDC's Bill Donabedian went to a salsa night at the Mad Frog featuring Tropicoso. He collaborated with the musician, member of Tropicoso, Nicholas Radina, to create a salsa night on Fountain Square. You combine a live Latin band with some dance lessons on band breaks, good food and drinks for sale, and a couple of thousand people enjoying a beautiful night in downtown Cincinnati, and you've got salsa on the square every Thursday. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Salsa on the Square coordinator, Nicholas Radina. Nicholas, thank you for sashaying over here during your busy time getting this series ready to roll.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And this is a big one.
This is our 10th anniversary season celebration this year. So super, super proud of it.
And it's just grown exponentially every year.
Yeah, it has. It started in a small tent on the square, and right from the top, it was a hit, but it keeps growing. And Salsa on the Square could never have reached this milestone without the 3CDC Fountain Square team. Christy, Chelsea, Taylor, Emily, Andy, Tina, Brandon, and Brian, they all work incredibly hard to make Salsa on the Square the best it can be and give me the generous support I need to do the same. Having aboard our great sponsors, P&G, PNC, Metro PCS, and newcomer Pure Romance, assures we can continue to bring Salsa on the Square back year after year.
So for the unindoctrinated, what is salsa music?
Salsa, or salsa music, is a description many say was formed in New York in the 60s to describe kind of a new dance music that was a great mix of music from like Cuba, Puerto Rico, Africa, and even American jazz. And the dancing that coexists with this music is so full of heart, creativity, and fun, and of course, hips. So just think about lots of cowbells and horns and people dancing, and that kind of gives you a relative idea of what's happening down there.
Well, what's your connection to this incredibly energetic, positive, happy music?
You know, years and years ago, I started as a young guitar player in town, really young, playing in blues bars. And I saw this Latin band in Dayton, Ohio, and I'd never seen Latin music before. I mean, I knew who Tito Puente was, I knew who Santana was, but I never knew about this side of it. And this band, it was called Impacto Nuevo. It's a band from Cleveland. And in a salsa band, you know, there's a big horn section. There's three percussionists usually, pianist, bass player, singers. And it's this huge wall of sound and excitement. And as a musician, it's exciting because there's a lot of stuff going on. And at the time, the drummer and I in that blues band that I had, he came to me and said, can we do something with this? Can we incorporate some of these rhythms and stuff into what we're doing now with blues and R&B? And we started doing that. We started learning all music from the Caribbean, reggae, soca, calypso, Latin music from all over the Caribbean. And that band kind of morphed into a band called Bailando Desnudo. And from that point, that band started playing six nights a week here in Cincinnati. We started the Mad Frog Mondays. Usually it was originally a Tuesday, Mad Frog Mondays. And we just hit a nerve here. And that's really where that comes from for me. This music, there's something in it for me. There's a heart there that I really connect to.
Well, and not just you. I mean, this music wasn't always a part of the mainstream, but it's become huge.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because people are enjoying dancing more, or less afraid to dance in public?
Yeah. You know, it's strange because I've been playing Latin music in the city for 20 years. A long time. And the Salsa on the Square is a great example of it all working for the right reasons. I mean, I think that it's a hit because it's on a Thursday, it's free, it's in the summertime. We have a ton of great talent in Cincinnati, which I think is connected in lots of ways to CCM, to the bigger companies that are here. And the Latino population isn't huge in Cincinnati, but it's not just Latino population that's coming out. It's everybody and all different ages and all different ethnicities. It's really, really a great thing. So it's a great example of how diverse the city can be when you come down there to Salsa on the Square.
How big is the event nowadays? How many people do you get on a Thursday?
It depends. It's definitely hundreds and hundreds of people that are there. We get more people, you know, kind of midsummer, but it's always like right from the get-go, there's a ton of people down there. And in all honesty, we would do it every Thursday all year if we could, you know, but we do it as long as we possibly can throughout the year.
So what are the dates? When do we begin?
So we kick off this Thursday, which will be May 3rd. And it runs through the 27th of September. So it's 22 weeks on the square. It's the longest running event on the square. We start earlier than everything else, and we end later than everything else. So it's 7 to 10 o'clock. Band hits the stage at 7. Band plays about a 45, 50-minute set. Then we have a big dance class that happens, and another band plays a set, dance class, and the band finishes the night out. So it's a great formula that's always worked, and it's a great introduction for people who don't know how to dance, or you don't have to know how to dance to come to Salsa in the Square. It really is about coming and being part of the scene. I mean, as a musician, I love to just be up there playing and then looking over and I can see someone that's checking out the band. They're just sitting there checking it out. And musically, I think it's really great. And it's not just about only about the dancing. No one should feel intimidated at all, because there's all different levels of skill down there, and anything goes. You don't have to, you know, be dancing a specific salsa move or merengue move. You can do the robot for all I care, as long as you're out there, you know, having some fun.
My guest is Nicholas Radina, getting ready to kick off Salsa on the Square Thursday nights on Fountain Square, and so ready to enjoy some warm summer evenings after this weird spring that we've had. Let's talk about these dance lessons a little bit. Free dance lessons.
Yeah. So we've got a bunch of different dance instructors here in town and dance groups. And we always try to focus on the fundamentals. So the two dance breaks, the first break will be really covering super, super basic how to do this. And the second dance break is more, a little bit more advanced, but it's always just kind of focusing on just getting people out there. And it's really, really great to see. If you go on the Facebook page and look at some videos, you'll see just a sea of people doing one move together during this dance class. And it's really inspiring to see that happening. And, you know, I've seen kids grow up at Salsa in the Square, you know, and you see them when they were like 7, you know, doing this move. And now they're teenagers doing this. It's really, really neat to see.
Do people dress up for this event?
Some do, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's the summertime and I don't know, we get lots of different styles out there, but it's casual and it can be fancy.
And you really do make an effort to use local bands.
Absolutely.
That's a big part of this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are all my friends. I really take a lot of pride in Cincinnati. I mean, I'm from Cincinnati, and I think what we have here, talent-wise, is really, really impressive. And I've been all over the place, and this city, for sometimes some unknown reasons, you know, there's multiple really good Latin bands here. And you wouldn't think that in Cincinnati, Ohio. You just wouldn't think that. So, yeah, I book as many local acts as possible. I do go out of town for some others, to Chicago and Lexington and Columbus. But I try to keep it regional. But I definitely weight it heavily on local, because these are my friends. And I think this is important to show Cincinnati the talent we have. And we all kind of get, I think, a little bit used to how much talent we do have here, and we should always be really thankful for what we have here, because a lot of cities do not have this amount of talent and this amount of support for music that is not mainstream.
Do you still release compilation CDs?
We don't. Unfortunately, the sponsorship kind of fell out from that a couple of years ago, but I put out six compilation CDs, and these CDs were great because I would empower the bands to write their own music. And I couldn't pay the bands necessarily, but I would produce the records. So I would, with the sponsorship, get some studio time and friends. And our hard work goes into producing this. And then we would give it away for free at the Square to fans. I'm not quite sure how relevant CDs are, physical CDs are right now. But we've got a body of work now of, you know, 7 CDs or so of all original music. And it's great bookmarks for this decade of this event in Cincinnati.
Nicholas, I'm sure that running this event is about a full-time job, at least for 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a chance to play some this year, too?
Yeah, absolutely. So I play with the band Tropicoso. I have a small little group called Zumba. And I'll also play with a couple of the other acts here. I used to play with a whole lot more of them, but I'm a touring musician and sound engineer, so I'm out of town a lot in the summertime. But May to mid-July, I'm definitely here, and then I come back at the end of the season. So I absolutely get a chance to come and smack some cowbells.
Well, who else is going to be playing on the Square this summer?
So we have our usuals, Tropicoso. These are local groups, Tropicoso, Son del Caribe. New one to the fold for Salsa on the Square. It's Mambo Combo. All-female group called Candela. Latin Beat All-Stars, which is also a local group. The Amador Sisters, which is a really cool, they're two Cuban sisters playing Cuban music. It's really cool. We also have La Formula, led by Oscar. It's a, like, I don't know, 15-piece band, and it's pretty impressive and ambitious. So we have some acts from out of town, Kentucky Salsa All-Stars, Afincao from Chicago, and Al Son de Aye, I think, is coming too. So a bunch of different bands. that schedule should be up at salsaonthesquare.com or on the Facebook page or myfountainsquare.com.
Salsa dancing is social. A smile goes a long way on the dance floor. It's all about people who like to have fun and are happy. And the music. Oh, yes, the music. Salsa dancing starts with the music. Thursday nights on Fountain Square, you can get to know the rhythm, fall in love with it, learn some salsa steps, and meet some new friends, and get a little bit of exercise, too. It's Salsa on the Square, 7 to 10 p.m. every Thursday, May through September. Thanks to my guest, Nicholas Radina. Nicholas, here's to a great season of salsa.
Thank you, Elaine.
A link to the full schedule and information on parking and more is available through our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.